Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Many of us have felt lost in the wilderness of life, unsure of which path to take. We all desire a guiding light to illuminate our way through the challenges and uncertainties that surround us. Today, we will explore the profound truth that God desires to go before us, leading the way and preparing our path. We'll uncover the amazing blessings that await when we surrender our plans and trust in His divine guidance. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're exploring a vast, uncharted cave system deep beneath the Earth's surface. The darkness is thick, and every step could lead to danger or discovery. But what if you had a skilled guide who knew every twist and turn, every hidden passage, and every potential hazard? This guide moves ahead, ensuring your safety and revealing wonders you never imagined possible. In much the same way, our Heavenly Father longs to go before us in life, illuminating our path and guiding us to His perfect will. As we read in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed." This scripture reminds us that when we place our trust in Him, we can navigate life's uncertainties with confidence and peace, knowing He is always with us. Now let us explore the pioneer of our faith. My dear friends, let us delve into the profound concept of God as the pioneer of our faith. When we allow the Lord to go before us, we acknowledge His role as the trailblazer of our spiritual journey. He clears the path, removes obstacles, and prepares the way for our growth and success. Consider the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 45, Verse 2, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. This powerful verse reminds us that God is actively working ahead of us, smoothing out the rough patches and breaking down barriers that seem insurmountable. When we trust in His guidance, we can move forward with confidence, knowing that He has already paved the way. Think about the Israelites as they prepared to enter the Promised Land. God went before them, providing manna for sustenance and a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night to guide their steps. He didn't just point them in the right direction and wish them luck. He actively led them every step of the way. In the same manner, God desires to go before us in our daily lives, providing for our needs and guiding our decisions. When we allow Him to take the lead, we tap into His infinite wisdom and perfect timing. We no longer have to rely solely on our limited understanding or flawed human reasoning. Instead, we can trust in the One who sees the end from the beginning and knows what's best for us. My friends, letting God go before us requires humility and surrender. It means acknowledging that our ways are not always His ways, and our thoughts are not always His thoughts. As we are reminded in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we humble ourselves and submit to God's leading, we open ourselves up to His higher wisdom and perfect plan. This doesn't mean we become passive or inactive. Rather, we actively seek His guidance through prayer, studying His word, and listening for His still, small voice. We become partners with Christ, working in harmony with His divine will. As we allow God to go before us, we also experience His protection and provision. Just as a loving parent walks ahead of their child to ensure their safety, our Heavenly Father goes before us to shield us from harm and prepare blessings for our future. In Psalm 59, verse 10, we find this reassuring truth. "My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies." God not only goes before us, but He also comes to meet us in our...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Times of need. He surrounds us with his love and protection, giving us the strength to face any challenge that comes our way. My dear friends, when we let God go before us, we enter into a life of adventure and purpose. We may not always know where the path will lead, but we can trust that our guide knows the way. He will never lead us astray or abandon us in times of difficulty. Instead, he promises to be with us, always, guiding our steps and lighting our path. I encourage you to reflect on areas of your life where you may be trying to forge ahead on your own strength. Are there decisions or challenges you're facing that you haven't fully surrendered to God's guidance? Take a moment to invite him to go before you in these areas. Trust that he has your best interests at heart and is working all things together for your good. Let's press on and uncover more of God's amazing truths. My friends, as we continue our exploration of allowing God to go before us, let's focus on the transformative power of embracing divine guidance. When we surrender our plans and seek God's direction, we open ourselves to a world of possibilities beyond our imagination. Consider the words of King Solomon in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. These verses remind us that true wisdom comes from acknowledging God in every aspect of our lives. When we rely on our own understanding, we limit ourselves to human perspective and capabilities. But when we trust in the Lord and seek his guidance, we tap into divine wisdom and supernatural provision. Think about the story of Philip in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit led him to a desert road where he encountered an Ethiopian eunuch seeking understanding of Scripture. Philip's obedience to divine guidance resulted in the eunuch's salvation and the spread of the gospel to Ethiopia. This powerful example shows us how God's guidance can lead to extraordinary outcomes we never could have planned on our own. When we allow God to go before us, we may find ourselves in unexpected situations or unfamiliar territories, but we can take comfort in knowing that he has already prepared the way. He knows the challenges we'll face and the resources we'll need. Our role is to trust and obey, even when the path seems uncertain or difficult. My dear friends, embracing divine guidance requires us to develop a listening ear and a responsive heart. We must cultivate a deep relationship with God through prayer, meditation on his word, and quiet reflection. As we draw closer to him, we become more attuned to his voice and leading. The prophet Elijah learned this lesson when he encountered God not in the wind, earthquake, or fire, but in a still, small voice. We too must learn to quiet our hearts and listen for God's gentle whispers of direction. When we allow God to go before us, we experience a profound sense of peace and confidence. We no longer have to carry the weight of figuring everything out on our own. Instead, we can rest in the assurance that the Creator of the universe is guiding our steps. As we read in Isaiah 30, verse 21, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." God's guidance is a continuous process. He is always ready to direct our paths, offering wisdom for each decision and strength for every challenge. My friends, embracing divine guidance also means being willing to adjust our plans when God redirects our steps. Sometimes, what we thought was the right path may not align with God's perfect will for our lives. In these moments, we must be humble enough to change course and follow His leading. The Apostle Paul experienced this when he planned to preach in Asia, but the Holy Spirit prevented him and instead directed him to Macedonia. Paul's willingness to follow God's redirection led to the establishment of churches in Europe and the spread of the gospel to new territories. When we allow God to go before us, we begin to see life's challenges through a new lens. Obstacles become opportunities for God to display His power and provision. Setbacks become setups for divine intervention and miraculous breakthroughs. We can face uncertainty with courage, knowing that our Heavenly Father has already gone ahead to prepare the way. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 18, verse 36, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." God not only guides our steps, but also expands our territory and stabilizes our footing. He gives us the ability to navigate difficult terrain with grace and confidence. My dear friends, embracing divine guidance is not a passive activity. It requires active participation on our part. Seeking God's will, listening for His voice, and stepping out in faith when He calls us to move. As we do this, we become partners with God in His divine plan, partners in His kingdom work. This partnership brings deep fulfillment and purpose to our lives. We begin to see how our individual stories fit into God's greater narrative of redemption and restoration. I encourage you to reflect on how you can embrace God's guidance in your life. Are there areas where you've been relying solely on your own understanding? Take a moment to invite God to go before you in these areas, trusting in His perfect wisdom and timing. My friends, let's now focus on the extraordinary breakthroughs and blessings that await us when we allow God to go before us. When we fully surrender to divine guidance, we position ourselves to receive the abundance God has prepared for us. Consider the powerful words of the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This verse reminds us that God's plans for us are good, filled with hope and promise. When we align ourselves with His will, we tap into the fullness of these plans. Reflect on the story of Shipra and Puah in the book of Exodus. These Hebrew midwives faced a dire command from Pharaoh to kill all newborn Hebrew boys. Instead of succumbing to fear, they chose to follow God's higher law, preserving the lives of the infants. Their courageous decision, guided by divine wisdom, not only saved countless lives, but also led to God blessing them with families of their own. This account illustrates how following God's guidance, even in the face of powerful opposition, can lead to unexpected blessings and far-reaching impact. When we allow God to go before us, we often find ourselves empowered to stand for what's right, even in seemingly impossible situations. When we allow God to go before us, we often find that He prepares blessings we never could have imagined. He opens doors that seemed firmly shut and creates opportunities that exceed our wildest dreams. As we read in Ephesians 3, verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." God's ability to bless us is not limited by our own imagination or resources. He can do far more than we could ever ask or think. My dear friends, when we trust God to go before us, we also experience breakthroughs in our personal growth and character development. God often leads us into situations that stretch our faith and refine our character. These experiences, though challenging at times, are designed to mold us into the image of Christ. As we yield to God's guidance, we find ourselves becoming more patient, more loving, more generous, and more aligned with His heart. The Apostle Paul understood this process of transformation. In Philippians 1 verse 6, he writes, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." God is committed to our growth and development. He goes before us, preparing experiences and encounters that will shape us into the people He has called us to be. When we allow God to lead, we also experience breakthroughs in our relationships. He guides us in extending forgiveness, showing compassion, and loving others as He loves us. He may lead us to reconcile with those we've been at odds with, or to reach out to those who are hurting and in need. As we follow His guidance, we become channels of His love and grace to the world around us. My friends, letting God go before us often leads to breakthroughs in our purpose and calling. He may guide us into new areas of ministry or service that we never considered before. He might open doors for us to use our gifts and talents in ways we never imagined possible. As we surrender to His leading, we find ourselves living lives of greater impact and significance. In Isaiah 58, verse 11, we find this beautiful promise: "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." This verse paints a vivid picture of the abundance and fruitfulness that come from allowing God to guide us continually. We become like well-watered gardens, flourishing and producing fruit even in challenging seasons. My dear friends, when we let God go before us, we also experience breakthroughs in our spiritual lives. Our faith deepens, our prayer lives become more vibrant, and our understanding of Scripture expands. We begin to see God's hand at work in every aspect of our lives, increasing our awe and worship of Him. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 16, verse 11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." When we follow God's guidance, we discover the path of life He has prepared for us. We experience the joy of His presence and the satisfaction of living in alignment with His will. I encourage you to reflect on the areas of your life where you long for breakthrough. Are there situations that seem impossible or dreams that feel out of reach? Invite God to go before you in these areas, trusting that He's able to do far more than you could ask or imagine. My friends, the journey of allowing God to go before us is one of continuous discovery and growth. It requires daily surrender, trust, and obedience. But the rewards are beyond measure. Peace that surpasses understanding, joy that overflows, and a life filled with purpose and impact. Are you ready to fully embrace God's guidance and allow Him to go before you in every area of your life? The choice is yours, and the blessings await. Let's move into our closing thoughts and prepare our hearts for a powerful time of prayer. My friends, I urge you to embrace the transformative power of allowing God to go before you in every aspect of your life. Open your heart to His guidance. Trust in His wisdom and watch as He leads you into a future filled with purpose, peace, and unimaginable blessings. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Creator of the heavens and the earth, and author of all existence, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing guidance and the countless times you've gone before me. I'm grateful for your protection, provision, and the way you've enlightened my path in moments of darkness. Thank you for your patience with me as I learned to trust your leading fully. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you and ask for forgiveness. Forgive me for times when I've relied on my own understanding instead of seeking your will. Forgive me for the moments I've rushed ahead without waiting for your direction. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have wronged or hurt me. Lord Jesus, I invite you to go before me in every area of my life. Lead me in my relationships and my spiritual and personal growth. Guide my steps and help me to be sensitive to your voice and promptings. Lord, I declare that I'm attuned to your divine guidance. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of confusion and indecision that would hinder me from following your lead. I bind the influence of fear and doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, open my spiritual eyes to see the path that you've prepared for me. Give me the courage to step out in faith when you call me to unfamiliar territories. Grant me discernment to recognize your voice amidst the noise of this world. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, empowering me to walk in obedience to your will. Lord, I pray for breakthroughs in every area where I've felt stuck or limited. Release your supernatural wisdom and favor upon my life. I ask for healing, physical, emotional, and spiritual, trusting that you go before me as the great physician and my healer. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from deception, discouragement, and division. Shield me from all harm, sickness, and every weapon formed against me. Father, I lift up my loved ones to you. May the same blessings, protection, and guidance I've prayed for myself be poured out upon them abundantly. Go before them, Lord, making their crooked path straight and leading their way. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Father, guide us collectively as we seek to follow your perfect will for our lives. Go before us, Lord, and lead us in the path of goodness, mercy, and righteousness. We declare that we are led by your Spirit, walking in the peace that surpasses all understanding. Together, we claim victory over every obstacle and challenge that stands in our way. We thank you for your protective hedge around us and for the power of your Holy Spirit working within us. Lord, with all that is within us, we bless your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.